Welcome to the Mercies of God radio broadcast, sponsored by the Mercies of God Association of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Now, with today's message, here is the late Dr. Peter Nortier.
Our text today is found in John chapter 11, beginning at verse 1. Listen to the word of God, if you will. Now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after that saith he to his disciples, Let us go into Judea again. His disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews have late sought to stone thee, and goest thou there again? Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in the day? If a man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. These things said he, and after that he saith unto them, Our friend Lazarus sleepeth, and I go, that I may awake him out of sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking of rest in sleep. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Our subject this morning, an appeal for help. Ask the Lord to reveal these things to you that need to be set forth before you. And therefore, when these are many truths in this portion of the Word of God that need to be put into practice, and we need to be aware of, as well as putting them in practice. Now, our lesson will fall into these three simple categories. First of all, we're going to look at the differences in believers. Secondly, we're going to look at the definite way to pray. And thirdly, if we have time, we're going to look at the demonstration of God's grace. You see, wherever you go, you'll find out the Word of God brings out how clear and how wonderful it is for the Lord God of heaven to reach down and save a sinner. I hope you know what I'm talking about. And I want to say it again. Always remember one thing. What we read of the Scripture, what we read in the Scripture of the individuals who suffered these things spiritually or endured these things spiritually or went through them physically, we go through them spiritually. And so today, for a few moments, I want to share with you again an appeal for help. Is there anyone out there today that has special need? I hope that you'll just turn to the Lord God of heaven, and I hope this message will assist you in some way. Our lesson falls into this category. First of all, the differences in believers. Now, you have three people in this portion of the Word of God. Notice who they are. A certain man named Lazarus was sick, and of the town of Mary and her sister Martha. And we find that the Lord Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, and yet we find there's differences between each one. We always need to understand that there are differences in believers. There may be diversity in believers, but there shouldn't be any discussion, or I should say, there shouldn't be any differences with regard to how we believe. If you believe like I do, my friend, you and I'll get along real well. And if I believe like you do, we'll get along real well. I'm sure of that, because what we believe and how we believe it is found in the Word of God. And always remember one thing, the Word of God is never wrong. Now let's look at the differences in these believers. We're going to compare Martha and Mary for just a few moments, if we will. Take your Bibles now, and you turn back with me, if you will, to Luke chapter 10, and I'm going to look at verses 38 and 39, where we find an illustration with regard to Mary and Martha. Listen to what it says. Now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. Now here we have the differences. Let's look at Martha for just a moment or two. Number one, She was hospitable in receiving Christ into her home. A certain woman named Martha received him into her house. Now, evidently, she owned that house, and Lazarus, and no doubt Mary, probably lived with her. That's going on even at this present time. The second thing about Martha, she was not only hospitable in receiving Christ into her home, and I hope you are. What would you do if Christ came to your home today? Well, my friend, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ, he's in your home every time you are, because he's living in you. And one man said some time ago to a Jewish friend of his, because that Jewish friend asked him this question. He said, "Why do you love the Jews like you do?" He gave an answer. He says, "I have one living within me." And that's true if you know the Lord Jesus Christ. Martha was hospitable in receiving Christ into her home. She was cumbered about much serving. The word cumbered means weighed down, driven about mentally, and too busy about a certain thing. And you know, that can happen to us if we're not careful. We need to understand that, and we always need to recognize one thing. We can become cumbered with much serving, even though we're not serving anything. And the word cumbered, as I mentioned before, means weighed down. We can be driven about mentally, and we can be also too busy about a certain thing. And you know, that's when we do that, we find out when we just, you might say, come to our wit's end. We find also, notice carefully, the third thing is this. Martha was known and loved by Christ, yet rebuked by him, because she said these words, "Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her." Here we find Martha, cumbered, hospitable, and also known and loved by Christ, and at the same time rebuked by him. My friend, are you in that category? Oh, I hope you know what I'm talking about. The second thing is, Mary was compared to Martha. We find her again, sitting at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we find, as she does this, listen carefully now, she sees Christ as a prophet, so she's sitting at his feet to hear his word. Then, in John chapter 11, and you go back with me if you will, to verse 5, and we find again, now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Mary, and we find the second thing about Mary was this, she approached him as her priest. Listen again, verse 31. Then the Jews which were with her in the house and comforted her when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, "She goeth unto the grave to weep there." Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, "Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died." Here's the second thing about Mary. She was sitting at the feet of Christ, and she sees him as the prophet. Secondly, she approached him as her priest in John chapter 11 and verses 31 and 33. And then in John chapter 12, and also in John chapter 11, we find that, what did she do? She took precious ointment and poured it on his head, wet his feet with her hair, and we find she anointed Christ as her king. And my friend, you and I today are in that same category. The Lord Jesus Christ, first of all, is our prophet. That means we have to listen to his word. And his word is inspired, and his word is infallible, and I'll tell you right now, his word also is irresistible and indestructible. And so I urge you, make much of the word of God. Secondly, we not only come to Christ as our prophet, we come also as our priest. A priest is one that intercedes for us, and how glad I am that the Lord Jesus Christ is my high priest, and I hope he's yours. He's yonder in the glory, interceding in my behalf, day in and day out, and what a privilege it is to know him as prophet and priest. And then last of all, we anoint him also as our king. Always remember one thing, when we get saved, we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. And in Romans chapter 10 and verses 9 and 10, "And if thou shalt confess Jesus is Lord, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." And we find the Apostle Paul told the Philippian jailer, when he said, "What must I do to be saved?" And he said these words, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." The sad thing about today is this, that many people today are supposedly accepting Jesus as Savior, but not as Lord. And my friend, you can't have one without the other. Now here we see these two ladies, and we notice carefully, both of them were equally loved by the Lord Jesus Christ along with Lazarus. And what did they do? They sent word to Christ that their brother was sick. And so we find a second thing for a moment or two that are left. And what are they? We find now the definite way to pray unto God. Our Lord has given us the Lord's Prayer, how to pray, and it's a marvelous prayer. But also, the Lord also brings an example right here as to how Mary and Martha prayed unto the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want you to notice, if you will, we find in verse 2 these words. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. Now here's a definite way to pray unto the Lord God of heaven. Number one, acquaint the Lord with the problem. And it says, he whom thou lovest is sick. The word sick there means sinking. And it pointed to the gravity of the situation. Just a few moments ago, I had a telephone call from a dear friend of mine yonder in Maryland, and he asked me to pray for his father because his father had to lose his foot. They had amputated, and he's an elderly man. And so I told him we'd pray for him. And so we bring it unto the Lord. Lord, here's a man there whose foot is amputated, and he needs your help and your strength. And this is the way these sisters prayed. Lord, he whom thou lovest is sick. Secondly, I want you to notice, they appealed to the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. They didn't say, isn't he just sick? But they said, Lord, he whom thou lovest is sick. And so that's the way we pray, and I hope you're praying that way. The third thing is this, we await the response of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Christ was cognizant of the problem in the household of Mary and Martha, and he knew that. And our Lord said very clearly, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. And we find our God is a God of mercy. And don't be afraid to go to the Lord God of heaven, regardless of what the problem may be. You may say, it's so big or else it's so little, God's not going to pay attention to it. No, sir, my friend, the Lord God of heaven that we know and love, I'll tell you right now, he's acquainted with all our ways, big things and little things, just as well. But then, there's a third thing we need to do, and that is this. We need to await his response. Jesus was cognizant of the problem because he said point blank, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God. And what did he do? He deliberately stayed away two extra days. Why did he do that? Because the Lord Jesus Christ was not only cognizant of the problem, but then we find also he recognized that these folks were completely dependent upon the Lord's discretion. And I want you to notice one thing. When you do pray, always remember one thing. The Lord God of heaven knows all about it, but he wants you to bring it to him. So acquaint him with the problem, no matter what it may be. Now, I said these things to share with you that the privilege of being a believer. And I want to leave this with you because my time is gone. Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ at this hour? If you don't, my friend, I urge you right then and there. You sue for mercy on the basis that Christ died for sinners and you're the sinner. And don't stop suing until the answer comes. The greatest thing that can happen to you, if it ever does, is for the Lord Jesus to reach down and save you. This is Pastor North here of the Mercies of God of Grand Rapids saying goodbye for now. And oh, may the Lord spare you before it's too late.
Thank you for listening to the Mercies of God radio broadcast with the late Dr. Peter Nortier. For more about Mercies of God, go to our website, mercies of God.org.